Thank you, Sarah. That's good to be with everyone again today. A lot of people are still joining us. I think there's 500 or 600 people all logging in. We're going to stay on track, though, as we go. I'm just kind of talking to you for a moment to give everyone a chance to get involved. We are addressing landing page optimization and how to create sticky landing pages in particular. There's a series of experiments we're going to be talking to you about. And I have several people joining me now. Jimmy Ellis is on the line, who's the director of optimization in our sciences group. And then we have, we call her Gabby here, and I'm not sure if I have the proper name for Gabby. I know you're on the line. Feel free to interrupt me. Is it, what is it? It's Ana Diaz, and I suppose I'll keep calling you Gabby since everyone else here does. Okay. Gabby's online, who oversaw several of these research projects, and I'll be asking her for input from time to time. And then there's a whole group of our team members that are engaged in this. We are currently operating, apparently, from the notes I saw today, we have about 60 experiments that are underway, lots more data that's being drawn. We're starting to use the blog to update some of you on our experiments before we actually can release them in the various clinics, because there's more data coming in than we can actually even discuss in our various calls. And you may want to watch for that as that occurs. It's just kind of happening. We've had a blog. We've kept it up. People go there. It's one of the popular features. In fact, it was named best blog in the, you know, top blog in the country and so on. But it's about to change with a lot more of the test protocol data being entered, and you may want to keep an eye on that. Gabby's here. Jimmy's here. Bob Kemper is here, and some other of our experts in case they're needed as we address these experiments and the questions associated with them. So let's just begin. When optimizing your landing pages, which factors reduce the bounce rates and keep visitors continuing through the conversion funnel? I've been asked this question over and over again, and I've noticed, particularly since there's been the resurgence of advertising revenues across the net, that it's particularly important for many to keep people on the site and keep them moving from page to page, because as you know, in the advertising world, the number of pages viewed has a great deal to do with the revenue generated. But at the same token, I think I have discovered, as always, retailers and even subscription site providers are very intent on keeping you on that page. People come to your site, and within a few moments, they can absolutely terminate the experience. So what do you do to get them more engaged? How do you move them down your navigation network or into your conversion funnel? And essentially, these factors and principles that we're going to talk about in this particular clinic are the product of research conducted over many months across a broad spectrum of products and industries. We're going to just take some sample tests and use them and then talk about this. And but a lot of our conclusions and findings are connected to many experiments, which we're unable to talk about in the short time that we have together. So let's just move on to the next slide. And unless we're careful, it is easy to actually become complacent and even inflexible with our current page designer process flow and forget the maxim here that marketing is testing. Now, I say that in specific with relationship to our landing pages, because I have found that we test a landing page until we get a satisfactory result, and then we stop testing for a while, and often we don't realize how quickly the conversion line can change. And so you need a system in place, and I would suggest this to any of you who are marketing managers. You actually need a rigorous system with periodic tests, and to my shock, the majority of marketing managers who I talk with actually do not have a way that they are absolutely reviewing critical metrics with their most important landing pages frequently enough in terms of the design of their management system. You need to be reviewing the metrics, and you need to continue to move the bar up in testing. Conversion can change so fast with a shift in your channels or your shift in your traffic. Very important that you do this. In this brief, we're just going to look at this recent research and try to identify or isolate factors that influence what makes business landing pages sticky. And our goal is to give you some information that you can take when you get off this phone and get better results. So I'd like to begin with a case study. In this study, we conducted a 7-day experiment with a new company offering a, really it's an innovative personality assessment program. It's something we're working with them on because we think there's a way for us, that is this research group and us, to actually tailor landing pages to the personality of the site visitor, and thus with laser-focused specificity increase conversion. So we have this larger project that we are discussing, and in this larger project, and you're going to hear about this in the future, we're wondering if we can use some pre-assessment data to actually display a highly optimized landing page that is specifically customized to the personality type of the site visitor, the shopper, or this potential subscriber. But in this test, all we were trying to do was actually increase the number of completions in their test process. So we wanted to reduce the bounce rate and increase the completions. And we split traffic equally between four pages: short copy with email capture on landing page and regular navigation, and then long copy with full registration on landing page and regular navigation, short copy with email capture on the landing page and delivery option page after assessment. In other words, they had an option for collecting a page or collecting the assessment, and then long copy with full registration. Now, I'm looking at the list as you're looking at it on the screen, and I'm discussing these variations, and frankly, it's probably hard for you to imagine that as I discuss them because it's a bit complex, but we're going to show you the pages and it'll get clearer for you. The main thing you need to understand is that we were testing short copy and long copy. Again, short copy and long copy, four variations, and they were designed to help us reduce bounce rate. So with that in mind, what I'd like to do is take you to the very next slide. Here's the first treatment. Now, if you've taken our certification course in online testing, you're familiar with the language we're using here, but this is the treatment. And essentially, there's a brief introduction, quick bulleted points, and email capture is the only field. You can look at this. You can think about the science behind this copy. It's very, very carefully crafted. Just look at it for a moment, because in a moment, I'm going to ask you to tell me which one of these pages you think produce the best yield. I'll lay it out for you and give you that chance. Some of you, I see a question about the difference between regular navigation and delivery option. You're going to see it here as we go through. The pages will answer some of your questions. Again, the goal is to get them to complete an assessment and thus be added to this list of people who completed the assessment. All right? So let's move to the next page. This page contains, again, it's a long copy with email capture, and what you're looking at is the whole page. It's been broken so you can see it. But it's a long copy page, a lot more information. It's four times the amount of text. The copy is much more detailed. We've inserted an anchor tag partway down, but the primary button is at the bottom. Just take a moment and absorb that. This is long copy with email capture. Now just back up. John is running the slides for me. John, back up and let them see treatment one.
Well, I want to make a real quick note on this particular test. Our description was a little bit off. There is no change in navigation on these pages. They are all actually specifically made not to have navigation because we wanted them to do one thing, which was to start the assessment with either the email capture or the full form. You haven't seen the full form yet. We're getting there.
Yes.
But so
yes,
you got the first one, the short copy email. The second one is going to be long copy with just the email. The third will be short copy full form. The fourth will be long copy full form. And you'll see all four. So we're going to go back through them real quick again.
Okay. So, Jimmy, feel free to jump in. And Gabby, while I'm taking them to the next page, you designed this test. Do you want to just comment for us what you, how you set this up and why you took this approach?
Sure. Well, the first...
Gabby, we can't hear you. Probably need to get closer to your ear set.
Sorry. The first couple of factors that we took into account for designing the pages was to keep a scientific orientation for the page. Also, the long copy emphasizes different examples of how can people improve communications by taking this assessment. Also, we provide testimonials on the right side of the page, and it's also important that we show a picture of a sample of the report that people get at the end.
All right, now, Gabby, they can see this page. Tell me, explain treatment three. I'm showing them treatment three now.
Okay, the main difference is that we put the registration form up front on the landing page. So for all the information that the company requests for giving the report for free, instead of having it in a separate registration form after the assessment, we put it on the landing page.
Okay, good. Let's go to the next page. I'll pick up the pace just slightly for you, but I'm trying to make sure you understand because I'm going to ask you to vote in a moment. Go ahead, Gabby. Explain this page, if you would.
Treatment four now. Well, it's the same long copy and has the registration form up front. So we have, as we said, like two versions, one with short and long copy, and then with and without the registration form.
Okay. All right. Now, Gabby has given us the overview. Let's move to the next table. By the way, for those of you asking about the assessment, that was connected to actually getting their address. The names we felt would be more valuable if we had a postal address as well. All right. So move forward, John. All right. So now what we're looking for is a bounce rate. You don't need to consider what's in the green field, but look at this. You can either try to complete this table guessing the bounce rate, or you can just select the page which you think performed the best. The short page with the email capture is number one. The long page with the email capture is number two. The short page that captures your address and the long page that captures your address. Go ahead and predict which page you think would perform the best. All right. Take that now and start sending them in. If you haven't done this with us before, I'm watching. I see 2, 1, 3, 1, 2, 2, 1, 2, 2, 3, 2, 1, 3, 4, 3, 2, 2, 2, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, 2, 1, 3. Keep them coming. We actually analyze this later. 4, 3, 2, 2, 1, 2, 2, 3. Good. All right. As they come in, you continue to vote. I'm going to take you forward and give you a sense of what happened. So, John, take us to the next. Now you can see the best performing pages. You should have the information right there in front of you with regards to actual performance. So the bounce rate was 65.2%. For one, 69.9 for two, 73.5, and 77.8, respectively. Look at the differential, and notice the big difference here is between T1 and T4. That's treatment one and treatment four. The landing page treatment with the least friction. Friction is a term that we coined in one of our formulas. We have a patented testing system or patent-pending testing system, and friction is all of those things that you demand someone do in order to move forward in a process. The treatment with the least friction had a lower bounce rate than the page with the greatest friction level, and a 6.7% lower than the page with the next lowest friction level. Let's just keep going as we talk about this. So we saw that, and that would have been reasonably easy to predict. based on our own experience. But what if, and this was the question we asked, within this particular market segment, the page with short copy outperformed those with long copy, and this made us curious. What would happen if we tested even shorter pages? So in this case, we tested the best performing page from the first test against two new landing pages, one with even shorter copy and another with almost no copy at all. We also tested friction variation and by removing the email capture, and this also reduced anxiety. There was no personal information requested on the landing page. Now, clearly, we would have to test that against the long-term question of completions of the process. Someone's asked, could you define the bounce rate? The bounce rate is the rate of people who bounce off the page but don't go deeper into the site. Is that how you define it, Jimmy?
Absolutely. Yep. The people that do not continue past the landing page, they don't click on any other links, they don't fill in the email capture or the full form, they just don't get further than that page and they leave.
Someone's asked, who writes the copy for these pages? We have copywriters here. We sometimes use outside copywriters. We even sometimes compete in-house between our copywriters to try and get the best copy. Now, what I'd like to do is just back up for a second. Before we show you this next test, I'm going to go back to the – it may take a moment to get back there. Just look at that page. No, take me to the – John, take me to, let's say, this page. I just would like you to think, for those of you that are designing, notice the elements here. You can see the free personality profile, a sample of the test. You see that there's a vertical alignment of this page. The only thing on the right is supportive. It's not necessary to complete the process. Notice the clear iPath with the bullet points. Notice the way there are two ways at the top. Take your free assessment and click on your button for those that don't get below the fold. Notice the actual... Now, we created the logo, the whole feel of this page. Notice the science feel that's been added to this, because the test initially, the way it was presented, didn't have any kind of science feel, and I think it lacked credibility. In this case, we're trying to achieve credibility, not necessarily by just the testimony, but actually by changing tone. Please know something. On an advanced level, when you've tried a lot of the other ways to increase credibility, consider a radical redesign that changes the actual tone of your landing page. Very seldom do we think of that. We actually try to improve the existing page, but you need to do a complete radical redesign, and you need to test the radical redesign with various voices or different tone. This page has a science, almost academic voice. Some of you were on my conference call a week ago, and in that call, we talked about an email that we sent to our own list. We used a clinical tone, and then we used the kind of friendly, intrusive, direct mail tone, but the common tone used in most advertisements. Our clinical tone pulled 29% higher than the typical approach. And so experiment with tone. I've said that just to give you some thoughts about your own pages, and now I'm back to the new case study, and I want Jimmy just to comment for a moment, Jimmy, about what you were thinking when you designed this next test, either you or Gabby.
What I initially noticed from the test results was two primary things. One was the shorter copy, the less information they have to process to get started and get engaged. Worked better. So in both instances, the two short copy versions outperformed the two long copy versions, and then the least amount of information, you know, both the email captures both outperformed the full forms. So just, you know, it wasn't like some night and day thing where like, oh, this is it. But we noticed those two trends and wanted to apply the learning from this first test to another test that you're about to see with some, one is a pretty drastic redesign and one is a more simple redesign, and you're about to see the results of those. So we just wanted to take what we learned in the first test, apply it to our second test to see if we can get even greater results. And you'll see we got some pretty interesting results.
All right. Well,
sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry, if I can add one more thing. Another factor that we took into consideration was that even with a short copy, visitors had to scroll down to see the call to action a little bit. So what we did by reducing the copy even shorter, is that the call to action will be visible on the screen without scrolling.
Okay, good. All right, so with that in mind, let's move forward. Okay, so here's the treatment, short copy with email capture. You can take a moment at that. You just got a quick look at it. You've seen this before. Let's move to the next.
Yep.
All right, so now you should see even shorter copy with no email capture. Take a moment to look at that. Because in each case, we're trying to design the best performing page, and I'm going to show you another one. Move to treatment six. Now, these are the four kinds of people that this test indicates. We designed these pages. We put a credibility indicator up in the top right. Because it's a free assessment, we wanted to see how many people we could get into the process this way. All right, so with that in mind, I'm going to ask you to rank which one of these, 1, 5, or 6. Now, I'm going to, before you vote, or you can vote now if you'd like, we're just going to go backwards. We're going to show you 1, 5, and 6 again, and then you can vote. All right, so here's 1. I see a lot of 6s, all right. Here's 5. Here's 6. Keep voting. Scroll down, John, so we'll see those. 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 5, 1.
Oh.
6, 5, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, and on it goes. I would say, this is a pure estimate, but I'd say we're in the 90 percentile voting for 6. All right, so keep those coming. Vote a little bit longer. I'm watching to see what you've got. Very good. Very good. All right. All right, so now let's go forward from there. Let's see what the real, just kind of, you've made your votes. Let's look at the results. Now, I would like you to carefully read, if you can, the paragraph at the bottom. I mean, you can see the differential. By reducing the copy and removing the email capture, both new pages perform better than the previously best performing page. You're talking about a 59% improvement. However, the shortest version, that is 6, did not perform as well as 5. And we're testing further to understand why. And I'd like, we give you some ideas here, but would you weigh in right now with your thoughts? Tell me why you think 5 outperformed 6. Now, most of us guessed wrong. Somebody said it and knew it. Yes, you got it right, Andy. 6 looks like an ad, somebody says. 6, again, looks like an ad. Not enough credibility. Too vague. Too in your face. One of the things that I'm looking for right now, it's kind of like the continental divide between enough information to move someone forward, but more information that is necessary to move them forward. In every process, that's a critical line, and you need to find it. I call this piece the information divide or the info divide. I'm always trying to discern in a process where the info divide is. We saw this with our testing in NAR. In most cases, particularly and dependent upon the kind of test you're running, long copy is outpulling short copy, particularly in product sales. But there are some differences. In a minute, we're going to show you some of the things that we discovered in terms of what works best with long copy and short copy and give you some other issues impacting that. I want to get you into a case study, and I want to start to answer this, but does short copy always outperform long copy? More importantly, and not raised on this slide, is how do you discern this info divide? You will know, for instance, if you've been a reader for long, that typically long copy wins, tested over and over again. And Good. Let me just make a note of that. I just received an order from technical support. We've maxed out. Everyone's online, but there may be a few people that could not get into this call because we literally overloaded the entire the line system. And I'm telling you, obviously, the people that couldn't get on can't hear me now. I'm telling you that it's good to call in a few minutes early so you can get a seat. We keep increasing the size of the conferences to scale up, but sometimes it's hard to predict how many show up at the last moment. Sometimes people show up that never even, you know, that we didn't expect. All right, so let's keep going, and let's look at a case study. It'll help us. Here's a short copy page versus a long copy page. Now, it's pretty hard to read that long copy page for some of you, but you can see the difference, at least in length, and you can tell, you can get some idea. This is for an investment group. We have blurred out the name of the group deliberately. So if some of that seems blurry, we're doing it deliberately. That's not your screen. We've blurred out their names, and we've blurred out some of the categories, navigation, and logo. But look at the difference in the two pages. Now let's ask ourselves a question. Let's move on. What determines which page will perform better? There are some factors that affect whether short or long copy performs better. One of these is cost. Another is perceived risk. Another is level of commitment from, you know, the channel. And the four is the motive type: rational, emotional, analytical, impulse, want, need. I'm getting a bit academic with you, but for every one of us on the phone, this is the kind of science that leads to more revenue, and it's important. So let's look to the next page. Look at this long copy versus short copy performance table with influence factors. Bob, are you on the line? Bob Kemper? If you're able to talk, I think you're probably muted. Feel free to weigh in right now and talk about this with us. And while you're doing that, Jimmy, do you just want to comment on this table?
Sure. Bob and I talked about this quite a bit, and basically, a lot of times when there is a higher...
Louder, Jimmy.
A lot of times when there's a higher risk or a higher cost of the product or you're requiring more information, a lot of times long copy will perform better because you're able to communicate the value proposition or persuade the customer with the copy more effectively with long copy than short. Usually with short copy, you don't have enough to really persuade a customer to continue. With things that are low cost or no cost or free, people usually don't really, you know, they're not there to buy something. They don't have much anxiety, so they just want to get started. If it's a freebie, let them get going and make it simple and easy. And that's kind of what you'll see in this table with the short copy performs better and long copy performs better. You'll see basically the differences in commitment level, perceived risk, cost, and motivation type, and it kind of matches what I just mentioned. Usually the higher cost, the more information you're collecting, the more effective copy, and anxiety-reducing elements, friction-reducing elements, those types of things you're going to need to overcome with the long copy, whereas a short copy, you just want to make it short and quick and get them going.
Okay, well, let me just stop there. Jimmy, see if in the next call, I don't know if you've got a headset on, you may want to talk directly into your phone. I think we can hear you, but you're a little bit lower than for some of us. So okay. If you look at this.
This is Bob online. I was muted.
Yes, Bob, go ahead.
I see that that Jeff has pretty well headed. I'm watching the questions as well, he has put it pretty succinctly. He says higher cost equals longer copy. Thing goes for higher risk and higher commitment leads to long copy outperforms, and that pretty well succinctly says what we have found through these two tests and with other tests. When the cost is high, the perceived risk is higher. That is, I am making an analytical, rational decision. I'm fulfilling a need. With the two case studies, we'll see. In fact, on the next slide, how that's manifested. But we have discovered that short copy performs better when I'm making an impulse decision. I'm fulfilling a want. I can't wait to find out. So I just want to get through. I've already, you know, kind of made my decision. And hey, if I'm wrong, as long as I'm not fearful of what might come, I am eager to get in and do it. Where if I'm making a long-term commitment or getting ready to spend a lot of money, or I'm fulfilling a need, then I want to know more before I make my decision. And
this gets clear. Thank you, Bob. This gets clear as you look at slide 21 with these two various groups that we did the various experiments. On actual me, cost was zero. Perceived risk or anxiety was reasonably low, and the commitment level was reasonably low, and the motivation type was different. On the other hand, if you look at the long copy performance better for the investment newsletter, look at the difference in cost. $95 after the trial, there's a lot of information being asked for, the commitment level is 1 year, and that you're appealing to a rational analytical audience. So we won't dwell on this. We just want you to understand it. For those of you that keep asking, can I get this information, we're watching those requests come in. We will be sending this brief out to all of our subscribers, and you should have already received the email brief from our last clinic, and with all the data that we released on improving our emails. And now I'd like to take the time to get into some very practical elements that have been designed. I mean, really, they've been more or less correlated through a lot of research as being the primary elements that you need to pay attention to when you're trying to solve these issues with regards to your landing pages. They affect not just landing pages, but whole processes. So keeping that in mind, let's start to work through them. You want to reduce friction. And this is caused by elements of the page that require a prospect to do anything that annoys them. Give them the credit card number. Now, you know you have to ask. There's always – any sale involves friction. The point is to minimize it. We teach that in our landing page certification course, how to do that. These can also be offset by adding incentives. It's a wonderful way to counter friction. By the way, it's the most promising area right now for video research, and it's completely untouched by anyone. We're working in this area. Can I use video to get more people to give me their credit card? We only are thinking of video to make the sale or to get the offer or get them into the process. I'm interested in how to use video to smooth friction, and it's research we're doing right, you know, currently, and we'll talk to you more about it as more of it unfolds. Visitor motivation level is huge. It's a factor. By the way, you need to know each of these and how to weight them. We teach this to you, but it's important that you recognize which is more important, reduce friction or motivation level, for instance. But motivation level and type are factors that influence how many will remain on the site or bounce off. People with a real high motivation level to purchase will put up with a lot of friction. But you eventually run out of those kinds of people if you're using way, you know, a lot of times motivation is specific to channel, and some channels are much more motivated than others, and you've got to be very careful with that. Here's another element, the value proposition. Optimize the product before you optimize the presentation. Presentation is the information related to the website, the sale, the collateral, the way you get someone to buy. But most often we don't have either proposition to see which gets the highest click-through, for instance. And we've been developing some ways to do that. I want to suggest to you that you need to consider that the pay-per-click engines are not just advertising channels, but actually they are test beds. They're laboratories. Use them to understand the motivation level of your users, to test your value proposition, to test your domain name. There's many ways to use those engines, and we find them to be actually a micro-laboratory. The other thing is anxiety. Anxiety and friction are not the same. Friction is about annoyance. Anxiety is about worry or fear, and you've got to reduce anxiety. And there's many ways to do that, and we did that in these landing pages in order to increase performance. All right, so let's just keep going for a moment. And we saw the level of friction caused by copy length and form fields varies depending on factors such as cost and commitment. These can be offset by adding incentives. What you're looking at is a clear summary. I won't read this information to you, but this is the critical information that you need to be aware of. It will be in the report that we send to you soon. And it's very, very important that you get a handle on how you can use this to actually improve a result. Part of this, and I've been asked, I'm almost thinking that I may give you an example of this live in just a moment, depending on if I have a few moments. I think I will. You can also learn about this in our optimization landing page optimization course that it begins actually tomorrow, and we teach more of this. But as I hope you're seeing in this clinic isn't designed to simply drive you into some certification class. We're trying to deliver the content you need to improve your pages. This is for someone that wants to be certified as an expert and go to a more advanced level in understanding landing page optimization. With that in mind, I'd like to take a few moments. Oh, can you make the link selectable? Is it not selectable? To be honest with you, I have no idea how to make that link selectable. Perhaps we can post it for you or make it real easy for you to get there. Someone's asking that question. Now, let me just touch a couple of questions. And can you paste the link? Yes. Let's paste the link for them somehow. Bob Kemper, will you take care of getting the link to everyone? In fact, Bob, what you might do is just send the link in an email to them, which will make it easy for them. Send an email and see if you can get it somehow posted or somehow where they can get to it so I can keep teaching. All right. I would like to do something different. I'm going to reduce this PowerPoint. This is not in the presentation, but if you're still on the line, I think we're actually going to come to the funnest part here. Did you have something, Allison, for me? Okay. All right. Well, we'll just send something to them in the mail. Let's go on to an actual site. I'd like you to pull me out of the PowerPoint presentation, Allison. I'm going to go to the web, if you'll do that for me, someone. Okay. So here's what we're going to do now, if you're on the line. I'm going to take the material and the principles that we just talked about. I'm going to pull up a website, and I'm going to look at it with you live. I'd like to get your thoughts on this. We have a few minutes left. Let's invest them. Let's learn something, and let's help each other while we do it. You may be able to help optimize someone else's site as we go forward. So send me a link right now of a website you'd like us to look at. Send me your domain names. I'm going to pick from some of these that come in, and let's look live at how we would start to optimize one of these pages. I need a landing page. Okay? All right. So, all right. I'm just going to take over, John. All right. Lots of websites coming in. All right. Let's take one and see who is the fastest. All right. I see one that came in. The first one to get a website typed in is propertyvestors.com. All right. So I'm looking at a site, and it was sent to me by Sarah. And Sarah, tell me what the goal of this page is. I'm watching that come in. I'm going to start to make comments. Those of you who are online should be able to see Property Investors. Take a look. Now, I'll pick randomly further down the list here in just a little bit for someone else. But just take a look at this one. All right. As you're doing so, you may want to start to tell me what you think is good or bad about it. I'll be reading some of your comments, and we're going to help her actually with her objective. And so let me just watch as these come in. All right. I'm going to just move through here. All right. So I'm looking at the page. And I see that there's some kind of premier membership. I'm going to click there, and let's see what we've got. All right. Now I'm going to go back. Jimmy?
Yeah.
Ellis, I'm looking at this site. I've just reloaded. I just clicked on the center column, and it's offering me a membership. It's loading slowly for some reason, but I'm looking at the membership. Jimmy, what's the first thing you'd have done on the home page? Now, this is the offer page. Let's go backwards.
I want to ask, what is the objective of this page? What is the number one thing you want to do or want customers to do on the page? And what Flint intuitively did was went to the heaviest weighted element on the page, which is the premier membership on the right. But most people wouldn't be ready for something like a premier membership, in my opinion.
Jimmy makes a very important point. The iPath drives you to the right because you see the three paragraphs up text. They don't even have bold, anything except the click here. There's no iPath in them. There's no real connection with the people that are coming to this site. On the left, you're competing with two different forms. On the right, you have premier membership, and I'm going to assume that the number one goal is to get you to subscribe because that's in the center pane, and that's likely what it is. And at the top, you can see membership. By the way, the nav at the top is completely lost. Strategy about us, membership, that's all lost to banner blindness. If I were to run an iPath test, nobody would see it. But Jimmy pointed out something here very important, and it's more sophisticated. A lot of you could critique this page, but Jimmy's suggesting to you that we have a sequencing problem. Right, Jimmy?
Yep, absolutely.
Explain to them the sequencing problem. Say it one more time, because a lot of people are making mistakes like that in their sites. Go on.
Yeah, it's just that most people would not be ready for a commitment like that for a premier paid product. It would be a free product, capturing an email to a newsletter. But if you look at the newsletter sign up, which is over below the first form on the left-hand side, there is no value to the newsletter. What do I get with the newsletter? There's no value proposition at all. I would never sign up for a newsletter like that. If you look at the top left, register for a live event, looks a little bit better. But if I was going to register for an event, I would make that have less friction. There's four or five fields right there. All you need is the email address and select an event. If I was really doing this well and I really wanted to optimize that email capture form, I would pick the event for them and make it the best event for people starting to either invest or the most qualified, whatever the quality of the customers that are hitting this site, I would make it the best for a new person, and it would be like an introduction to all the different things that property investors have to offer. So, and you know, if you look at, I'm just going to point out a couple other things. We already talked about like the sequence. So I would get them into a free thing or onto my newsletter as the primary number one absolute thing, because then once we have them on our list, we can come back and sell them on the premier membership after we build a relationship in a follow-up email, in a confirmation email, and any of the mailings that they would get for the newsletter. But another huge thing on this page is that the headline is this is Welcome to Property Investors, which is we've tested a million headline tests. We did a multivariate test that did 4,000 combinations of elements on the page, and the number one thing that had impact on conversion was the headline. And so right now, the most impactful element on the page is probably the worst part of it is the Welcome to Property Investors in terms of trying to get.
That's the wrong color too.
Yep.
Let me do this so we can go fast. Let me do a game with everyone that's on the line. Let's take and set a clock. Let's right now set 3 minutes. I'm going to talk about this page. I'm going to ask John, who's standing on my right-hand side, to time this. Within 3 minutes, I'm going to stop talking, and I'm going to go to a new site. Jimmy, you feel free to jump in as we go. Jimmy said, number one, premier membership shouldn't be emphasized even on this page because it's out of sequence. If you click there and it's weighted very heavy, you're going to be confused and not ready to buy. I've also said that the iPath is incorrect in the center. You'll notice down below the iPath are two images. They look like banner ads of some sort, but they're not clickable, and all they do is distract you from the message. Someone has said, some of you have identified, there's too many offers on the page. In addition to that, there's banner blindness. In addition to that, the headline color is incorrect. In addition to that, there's no personal connection. I'd probably do a site like this with more information, bullet points, longer center copy, and drive them in the center towards the main thing that you want them to do. I would eliminate three columns of information. I think that's a difficulty for you also. And I think that if you want to just go one level deeper, how much longer do I have, John? This is the actual offer page itself. So they click deep, they come to this center page, and it's the same as the premier membership details. So apparently it's a premier membership, but when I clicked on premier membership on the right-hand side, I didn't see this page, and it didn't have the offer. This is not an effective offer page. You're asking for $245.25, and you essentially have four bullet points and four headers, three underneath that, total of seven bullet points, no text, no connection, no bonus, and you will not see a high – you will not see a high conversion on such unless someone came here highly motivated and already knew the product. How's my time, John?
30 seconds.
I have 30 seconds left. Jimmy, take them. What would you do? Anything else?
I would simplify even on this page. Take off the left nav and the right nav. You already clicked on the premier membership details. Don't distract them with other things on the page.
All right. Very good. Let's move.
The headline needs to be bigger. There's a lot of things that are missed on this page.
All right.
Long copy. Yeah.
All right. Our time is up. Our time is up, so I'm going back to pick another name from the list, and I'm going to go to beaconhealth.com, BEACONHEALTH.com. We'll see what happens. All right. We've got another page here, beaconhealth.com. Is this the landing page? George, if that's the right name, tell me what, please write us in and tell us the objective of the page itself. In the meantime, we're going to guess what the objective is. So I would like everybody on the line right now that can to try and give me, I'm going to look at the first 10 of you that respond, what is the objective of this page? Beacon Health, what do you think it is? Can you tell what it is? I'm watching them come in. No clue, no clue, no clue. I can't tell. Hey, you're obviously in trouble.
My answer is no clue as well.
Listen to me, guys. At the very least, if you do nothing else in this clinic, take your landing page, print it. I mean, right off the page, print it. Then get your staff to identify the first, second, and third objective. Then mark up the landing page with what should be first, second, and third with a blue-colored marker. And then look at the size, the shape, the color, and the motion and the position of the big elements on the page and ask what are people really seeing first, second, and third, and mark that in a blue marker. Compare the red markers with the blue markers and ask yourself, do we have a problem? All right, now, with that in mind, we're not clear in the objective. I'm going to move on. I'm going to go to a different page where we can actually maybe see clearer what the objective is. So I'm watching for the right URL here. Let me scroll up. There's so many comments coming in that I have to scroll back up to find URLs. Okay. I got one, but it's a long URL. Can I copy that? Will that paste in? No, it will not. I'm trying to go to NASCAR, www.nascar.com. /TRICKASS/landing. Oh, there we go. Thank you. That's just what I need. I see it pasted in here. I'm going to paste it now, and we'll visit it. All right. We're going there. It sounds to me just from the URL that we're looking at a landing page that's designed to accomplish something, and we'll go there. By the way, I don't want to be hard on the Beacon Health people. We're just trying to get through as much of this and be as helpful as we can. Here we are. Is that audio getting ready to yell at me? You better turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it up.
Good job, guys.
All right. That's what I get when I hit the landing page. All right, turn it back down. Okay. Jimmy, you got 3 minutes. Go.
All right. The first thing I'm going to test is to autoplay or not autoplay that audio, because you might be, even though these people that are interested in NASCAR might be into that, it could really be hurting conversion. It could be really helping conversion. The second thing is I have there's no headline. What is this page? It says track pass at the top, but what is a track pass? I still have no idea what a track pass is. I guess I'm seeing a couple screenshots here. I'm not sure what those are for. I can kind of see what it is, but is it a game? I guess it's a game on the left because since I don't know what a track pass is, I don't know what the rest of this is. Okay, so you scroll down here. We see our subscription prices. Is there a free trial? I mean, if I see any type of subscription thing, I start, oh, there it is. Start your 14-day free trial. So we totally missed it on this page. You want to include that 14-day free trial in your headline, absolutely, for sure, up on the top of the page. I had no idea until I looked way down at the button, where some people might not even get down there to it, that they would have a 14-day free trial. That's the lowest risk offer that you can have is a free trial.
Now, let me just jump in, okay? What they're trying to do is market subscription products as if they were retail products.
Yeah.
And it's a fun – I mean, there's lots of problems with the site. Jimmy's identified many. The black background has never worked in our testing. It might work, but reverse font doesn't typically work. The site's too busy. There's absolutely no iPath. The left and the right are competing so hard with each other, you don't know where to look. No headline, no connection. The layout is side by side instead of vertical. But in addition to that, I cannot process the information in this way, two across and then one at the bottom. Which one is for me? I don't know. I can't connect with it. So it needs a vertical layout, and you never want to sell subscription products as if you were selling retail products. It's a different feeling. You sell a subscription product with a conversation. We got 30 seconds left, Jimmy. Take it. Speak real loud, though, Jimmy.
I think you hit the main, you hit the big pieces, which they're selling. They're using the wrong strategy and the wrong approach. So based on that, you would totally redesign the pages. One of the things I would do is I wouldn't have all these subscription products on the same page. Even if I would do an individual page for each specific one, as long as you could separate the channels of traffic to the most qualified subscription product, I would never put three or four subscription products on the same page, no matter what, almost no matter what type of subscription it is, unless they're very, very closely related and it's just options and not different products.
The more times you ask them to make a choice, the more conversion you lead. Even if you have two levels of subscription, pre-check one. Do not ask people to make too many choices on the page you're trying to convert. I just tried one of the URLs that was sent in, ithreads.com, and it did not perform. So I'm going to another. Here we go. This might be our last. We might get one more. This is CompuData.com. Better technology solutions means better business. All right, so here we are. And we'll assume this is the landing page. It's CompuData. All right, guys, right now, tell me quickly, what is the objective of the page? Those of you that are looking at the page, you can see almost the whole page right there. I'm watching. Objective of the landing page. Okay, I'm watching them come in. This is self-focused instead of user-focused. Sell products, way too busy, can't tell what the objective is. Seems to sell key items. Buy a Sage product. It's over-optimized for SEO. Too much technical lingo. No freaking clue, someone said. Product list and codes. This isn't a landing page. It's a home page of a website. Just too much. All right, you can see what's going on here. You have a page where A, it's not clear at all what the objective is. B, there's no iPath in the center. Give me 1 minute. We'll take 1 minute. You timing us? Better technology solutions means better business is a giant slogan that tells me nothing about what the actual product is. I'm guessing it's some kind of class, and I'm sure that some of the people that come to this would know what it is. But maybe it's software. It appears it might be software. And if it's software, it's doing absolutely nothing to clarify the reason. I need a vertical layout. I need you to greet me, give me the right piece of information. You've got 3 seconds to keep me from clicking away, so connect with me and tell me the reason why I should stop shopping and stay here and what it is you're going to offer me that's distinctive from all the competition. Then make it easy for me to get through your site and find what I'm looking for and suggest in the opening paragraph some of the key things that I might be looking for with blue links under the text in the phrase. I've got 3 seconds left and we're out of time. All right, so let's just summarize a bit about today. We've been looking at landing pages and understand from our data some of the lessons that you can apply, and I would just like to suggest for you that there's some elements we've identified, and those elements are very, very critical. One of them is friction, another one is anxiety, and another one is, let me just pull up, another one is the value proposition, another one is the motivation of the user coming in, and another one is the use of incentives. All of these are factors you can use in order to work the test design in such a manner as to reduce the bounce rate and get people deeper into your site. We have a conversion rate formula. Some of you have seen it. It's, you know, I've mentioned it in the past. It's an actual index that we've tested. I don't have it in front of me. Off the top of my head, I believe it's C, the probability of conversion, you know, equals 4M plus 3V plus 2 bracket I minus A, A minus I plus I. And really, it's a way that you integrate the incentive, the anxiety, the motivation, and the value proposition, and you weight it in such a way as to get the highest possible return. I would suggest that you think about how to use that. In the meantime, I would ask you that before you leave, if you would either complete the survey that we send to you, or if you would please contact us back with the right here in the question answer and tell us if you found the day helpful. It'll help us plan the next clinic for you. We're very grateful for everyone's involvement, and we're working really hard to keep learning what works. We're learning a lot more about the use of multimedia now with landing pages, and we're going to be talking about that in the future, and we'll be selecting some of these key experiments and going over them as well. So thank you for attending today, and we appreciate it. I'm watching right now to see your comments and feedback as they come in. Good. Thank you. A lot of you like looking at other landing pages. How was our pace? Did you find the pace good? Good. Good. That's very helpful. It's sometimes hard to know whether to go fast or slow or, you know, where we're at with our users. But I'm very grateful for the feedback as it's coming in. We appreciate you. We'll keep working. Many of us will be at the Sherpa subscription event in New York in next May. Perhaps you'll get a chance to meet some of us personally there. We will also be talking with you in 2 weeks, and we'll be sending this report out soon. Our landing page program and certification class starts tomorrow, and you can still get in if you'd like to. You can visit a link that we posted there, or we'll send you an email with that information right away. Thank you, and you have a lovely day.